Good evening and welcome to the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort University in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball action between the Dort University Defenders and the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Good evening, everyone. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at the DeWitt Gym. Let's take a look, first of all, at the matchup between these two teams. Then you fill you in a little bit on what's happening around the conference this evening. First of all, Dakota Wesleyan is 3-0 after a pair of wins over the weekend against Mayville State and Valley City State. In matches played in Valley City, North Dakota, they then beat Presentation last night 3-1 in Aberdeen. They have been the road warriors so far this season. Tigers take a 230 kill efficiency into the GPAC match. They average 12.5 kills per set while allowing 10. Tigers also get 2.13 points per set from blocks and 1.63 points per set from ace serves. Teams are getting 1.5 points per set on blocks and just under a point per set on ace serves against the Tigers. Megan Glow and Mackenzie Miller are averaging just over 3.5 kills per set. They're also hitting for a 338 and 328 kill efficiency. Madeline Ellis runs the offense, is averaging 11.38 assists per set, and she leads the team with 4 ace serves. She's getting to 5 digs per set. Hannah Reeve has a team-high 6.75 digs per set. Addie Dwight is the top blocker with a 1.13 average, while Mackenzie Busiker is at 1.0 blocks per set. For the Defenders, they're 1-0. They beat Northwestern out of the Twin Cities, Northwestern St. Paul, on Saturday. They beat them by set scores of 20-25, 25-20, 25-20, and 26-24. Dort has a team kill efficiency of 172. They get 3.25 points per set on blocks. The Defenders are also putting 2 ace serves per set in the court. Jesse DeAger averages 2.5 kills per set with a 409 kill efficiency. Carson Winterfeld is at 2.0. Ava Vinsolin and Brenna Kromendike, along with Allie Timmermans, all average 1.5 kills per set. Megan Rassler and Karina Beamers average 4.75 and 3.5 assists per set, respectively. Hannah Connolly gets to 4.25 digs per outing. Carson Winterfeld is second on the team in digs with 3.0. Karina Timmermans has 6 service aces, all of them coming in that win, obviously, on Saturday. She leads the team and also accounts for 2.5 digs. Kromendike, Winterfeld, and DeAger are all averaging a block or more per set. Tigers beat Presentation last night 21-25, 25-9, 25-21, and 25-9. Maria Glow had 16 kills and 14 digs. Reef had 29 digs. Sarah Herman had 17 digs, while Madeline Else put up 43 assists, and she had 11 digs with 4 ace serves. As I mentioned, the Dort Defenders handled Northwestern 3-1. Jesse DeAger had 10 kills. Carson Winterfeld added 8 with 12 digs. Last year, these two teams played a pair of 5-set matches. Dort survived both of those, 3-2. The final meeting between the two was on October the 12th in Sioux Center, with Dort winning 25-16, 23-25, 25-22, 14-25, and 15-10. Winterfeld had 19 kills. Earlier in the season, Dort beat Wesleyan at the Corn Palace, 20-25, 29-27, 22-25, 25-18, and 15-7. Winterfeld had 26 kills and 15 digs. DeAger had 18 in the September 28th match. Katie Frick had 22 kills and 16 digs for the Tigers. Dort is scheduled to host Morningside on Saturday in a match rescheduled from October. The Defenders will be on the road the following week against Northwestern on Tuesday, September 15. Other matches tonight in the GPAC include Morningside at, Morningside hosting Briarcliff. Concordia is at Midland. The College of St. Mary is at Hastings. And Mount Marty is at Doan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Earlier today, the Dort Defender soccer team, the women's soccer team, victorious over Mount Marty 5-0. Elena Van Zalen with the hat trick for the Defenders. Also, the Defender men's golf team finished third at the Blue River Classic. It was day two of the Blue River Classic this afternoon, and the Defenders finished third in that competition. It was a two-day competition, and all of those results will be posted on our website a little later this evening www.dort.edu/athletics. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with First Serve from the DeWitt Gym right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan starting in the service area with Hannah Reef. Reef, a 5'8 sophomore from Chester, South Dakota. And she will start things off for the Tigers. Tigers in their black uniforms, a blue block lettering of Wesleyan across the front, white numerals for the defenders in their in white jersey tops, black numbers trimmed in gold. Slide to the right, and putting it away is Cromendyke. Brenna Cromendyke with the kill, and we are underway with volleyball. Brenna Cromendyke, a sophomore from Belle Plaine, Minnesota. And she comes up with a kill, and the defenders lead it 1-0. 1-0 our score. Jump serve on the way by Timmermans. Rolls it into play. Dakota Wesleyan on the attack. Stab saved by Timmermans. Comes back left side over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a kill. Carson Winterfeld with the kill after the dig in the back row by Timmermans, keeping it alive. And now Karina Timmermans will have service once again. Timmermans with jump serve taken by Wesleyan, attacking outside set, tipped over the block, saved by Winterfeld, up and over. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan on the attack. Set goes to the right side and going cross court, and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Mackenzie Miller. Point defenders on the attack error. Attack error by Miller. It's 3-0. 3-0 our score. Timmermans with service. And Timmerman serves into the net. Point Dakota Wesleyan. That is the first service error by the defenders this evening, obviously. Well, their score now 3-1. Tigers have service. 3-1 our score. Serve taken by Winterfeld. Gets it over to Rassler. Rassler sets middle Cromendyke. Cromendyke with a kill. Brenna Cromendyke with the kill. Her second this evening. And the defenders with service. Serving is Hannah Connolly. Connolly serve taken by Wesleyan. Attacking outside over the block. That the attack by DeLang. Here's Dort on the attack. Unable to put it away was Winterfeld. Here comes DeLang again off of the block. Saved by Winterfeld. Gets it over to Rassler. Bump set outside Winterfeld. Winterfeld pops it around the block, taken by Wesleyan. Wesleyan slide to the right, and a kill on the slide for Addie Dwight. Dwight with the kill, her first. It's 4-2. Serving is Sarah Herman. So Herman with serve. Herman floater, taken by Timmermans. Gets it over to Rassler. Comes back to DeJager. DeJager unable to put it away. Set goes outside through the block, saved by Connolly. Gets it back to Rassler. Timmermans. Timmermans with a power tip. Timmermans unable to put it away, though. Wesleyan keeps it alive. Passed over the net. Free ball, Dort. Rassler back to DeJager. DeJager with a kill. Jesse DeJager with the kill. Her first. Dort leads 5-2. 5-2 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Karina Beamers. Beamers, a junior from Langley, British Columbia. And her serve is short, controlled by Wesleyan. They'll pass it over the net, free ball. Beamers has to take it. DeJager sets it. Right side, Vinsolin. Vinsolin around the block. Saved by Wesleyan. Passed over the net. Free ball defenders. Beamers shoots it over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld tips it over the net. Saved by Wesleyan. Set goes to the right side and into the net. Unable to put it away is Dwight. Point defenders. So Dwight with the attack error. 6-2 our score. Serving is Beamers. Beamers, floater, saved by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking, tipped over the net by Dwight, saved by Vinsolin, kept it alive. Karina Timmermans sends it over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, and we've got a lift or a double contact? It's going to be a ball handling error on Wesleyan. Point defenders, Dort leads 7-2. 7-2, Karina Beamers serving. Beamers, short serve. Very nearly an ace. Wesleyan makes something out of it, though. They get it over to Dwight, and Dwight goes down the line with the right hand. Dwight with the kill. It's 8-3. I beg your pardon, 7-3. Dwight has both kills for Wesleyan thus far. Serving is Jameson. Jameson to Beamers. And they set right side to the middle. Vinsolin. Vinsolin hits it wide, not a bounce. Point Wesleyan. It's 7-4 defenders. 7-4 Wesleyan. Right side, Dieger. Dieger around the block, dug by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking, and Wesleyan with a kill. Busicker with the kill. It's 7-5. Wesleyan has put together 3 points in a row. They lead now 7-5. Serving is Jameson. Jameson, sir, back line. Taken by Timmermans. Beamers gets it over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld trying to go cross court. Hits it wide, not a bounds. Winterfeld with the attack error. Going left to right as you're behind the Dort net. And it's 7-6 Wesleyan. Wesleyan down one, I should say. Timmermans to Beamers. Beamers bump set outside Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the swing, saved by Wesleyan. Wesleyan passed over the net. Karina Timmermans. Back it goes to Beamers. Beamers with the kill, and we've got a player in the net. Player in the net for Wesleyan. Point defenders. I believe that's Dieger who will get credit for the kill. They gave it to Winterfeld, actually. Winterfeld with the kill. Nope, that was Dieger. My mistake. Should be Wesleyan with serve receive. It is. They get the set up to Busicker. Busicker with the swing. Dort able to dig it up. Comes back outside. Timmermans off speed. Saved by Wesleyan to the middle. Blocked at the net. We've got four contacts called on Wesleyan as Busicker's attack never made it over the net. So four hits on Wesleyan. An attack error actually on Busicker. It's 9-6. Dort with a three-point lead. Winterfeld with service. Winterfeld serve. Controlled by Wesleyan. Attacking outside down the line and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Megan Glow. Mariah Glow, that is. Mariah Glow with the attack error. Dort leads 10-6. And the serve by Winterfeld. That one's off the side of her hand and out of play. Point Dakota Wesleyan. So a service error by the defenders. Defenders struggled with service errors mightily on Saturday night. Wesleyan serving, taken by Winterfeld. Karina Beamers has to chase it, gets to it, bump set. And Timmermans tools it off of the block for the kill. Karina Timmermans with her first kill. Defenders lead 11-7. So Karina Timmermans with the kill. Emma Balsma serve, controlled by Wesleyan. Set goes to the middle, over the block, and a kill for the Tigers and Glow. Glow with another kill. It's 11-8. Defenders by three. Beamers outside. Karina Timmermans, power tip to the corner, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking. Dort puts a block up. Wesleyan scrambling, and the ball hits the support pole on the near side. That's out of bounds, so Timmermans will get credit for the kill. Karina Timmermans with her second kill by my count. Megan Rassler has serve. Rassler serve. Floater, back line, and just off of the back line and out of play. Point Wesleyan. It's 12-9. So a service error by the defenders. Dort leads 12-9, set number one. Short serve taken by Winterfeld. Gets it to Rassler. Outside, Timmermans. Timmermans blocked at the net. Point Wesleyan. Wesleyan gets a point off of the block. Their first block this evening for a point. It's 12-10. 12-10 our score. Serving for the Tigers will be Reef. Taken by Timmermans. Gets it to Rassler. Set backside Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a swing. Controlled by the Tigers. Blocked at the net. Tigers reload. Set goes outside. Power tip. Saved by Connolly. Gets it over to Rassler. Pushed over the net by Winterfeld. Catches the tape. Wesleyan scrambles. They keep it alive. Dort with another chance. Rassler to Dieger. To Kromendijk. Kromendijk with a kill. Brenna Kromendijk with her third kill. Kromendijk had a slow start on Saturday and then closed with a flourish. Serving is Karina Timmermans. Timmermans, floater, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers with the kill. And Hannah Connolly made contact with that. The ball actually hit the basketball structure, which is part of the ceiling, and didn't play, but it came right back towards Connolly, and Connolly couldn't make a play on it. After making that initial contact, Winterfeld, Rassler, Rassler, Timmermans, Timmermans, tips through the block, kill. Allie Timmermans with the kill. Timmermans missed last season with injury. Previous 2 years spent at Wayne State in Wayne, Nebraska. Short serve controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking through the block, saved by Rassler. Joe Timmermans gets to it, passed over the net by the defenders. Here come the Tigers. Through the block, kill. Addie Dwight with the kill. It's 14-12. Defenders. Saved by Winterfeld off the serve. Comes back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld off of the block, kill. Winterfeld had a pair of big matches against this team last season. Serving for the defenders will be Beamers. Karina Beamers with serve. Beamers. Jump serve. Controlled by Wesleyan. Slide to the right. Blocked at the net. Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the point off of the block on the attack by Dwight. Carson Winterfeld with her third kill. It's 16-12. 16-12. Serve controlled by the Tigers. Tigers blocked at the net. That was Mariah Glow. So another block for a point. And the defenders lead at 17-12. 17-12. Defenders leading. Both teams with their two timeouts remaining. Beamers serve. Controlled by the Tigers. Beamers with a bump set outside Winterfeld. Winterfeld off high hands. Kill. Carson Winterfeld with the kill. And the defenders have an 18-12 advantage. And they force Wesleyan to use a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. These matches made possible in part by a grant from American State Bank, Moore & Sons of Boyden, C&H Body Repair, Farmers Mutual Insurance Association, Highway Chevrolet Buick, Joe's TV and Appliance, Joyner & Zwart Dentistry, Water Valley Investment Advisors, Northside Body Shop, People's Insurance, Sioux Commercial Sweeping, and the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency. Dort leads 18-12. Here in set number one, the defenders on a four-point run. They've scored five of the last six. This was a 12-10 contest at one point. Since then, they've outscored the Tigers 6-2. And that is the first time out charged to either team. So Dakota Wesleyan blinks first. Serving for the defenders will be Karina Beamers. Beamers, floater, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking, set to the right, and a kill by Addie Dwight. Dwight with four kills. So Addie Dwight with the kill. And a white serve taken by Winterfeld. Gets it to Beamers. Beamers back over to Van Zolen. Van Zolen unable to put it away. Here comes Wesleyan. Through the block. Saved by Connolly. Gets it over to Beamers. Right side attack. DeJager. DeJager off the block. Saved by Wesleyan. They scramble. Send it over. Timmermans. Beamers. Back it goes Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a swing. Controlled by Wesleyan. Dort attacking again. Beamers. Beamers gets it to DeJager. And we've got a player in the net for Wesleyan. DeJager with the kill. Jesse DeJager with her third kill. And Carson Winterfeld has service. So Winterfeld with serve. Dort leading 19-13. Down the line, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking outside down the line, and that'll be a kill for the Tigers. And Mariah Glow. Glow with her third kill. Tigers not dead yet. Trailing by five. Serve controlled. Here come the defenders. Beamers. Right side Van Solen. Van Solen with a kill. Ava Van Solen with the kill. For Ava, that's her first. And Bausma will check in to serve. That's Emma Bausma. Serve on the way. It's short. Controlled by Wesleyan. Now an overpass, and Timmermans trying to put it away. Wesleyan unable to get to it. Karina Timmermans with her third kill. So 21-14, Emma Balsamo with serve. Wesleyan attacking. Set goes to the middle. And that ball never went over the net. An attack error by the Tigers. And Mariah Glow, her fourth. Dort leading 22-14. Here comes Wesleyan attacking. Through the block. Pancake saved by the defenders and Timmermans. Passed over the net. Here comes Wesleyan. Tigers attacking again down the line. Dug by Bausma. Gets it to Beamers. Beamers attack. Kromendijk unable to put it down. Now knocking it off the tape. Here comes Dort. Bausma back over to Timmermans. Timmermans through the block. And a kill. ...23-14. The defenders force Wesleyan to use another timeout. This is their second timeout, so Wesleyan used their first one at 18-12. They use another one here at 23-14. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Back with more after this. 23-14, defenders leading by nine. Game number one of this best-of-five match. Dort still with service. This is Emma Bausma. And Bausma serve, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking and banging it off the block for the kill is Glow. Glow with her fifth kill. And the defenders lead 23-15. Wesleyan will need to play nearly flawless volleyball from here on out. 23-15, our score taken by Timmermans. Back over to Beamers. Comes back to Kromendijk. Kromendijk with a kill. Now the line judge indicated that the ball was on the floor. The officials now conferring. And they will replay the point. So 23-15. And serving again will be Glow. Glow serve taken by Timmermans. Gets it over to Beamers. Comes back over to Van Solen. Van Solen off of the block. Wesleyan controls. And getting it on the cross court is J.D. DeLang. J.D. DeLang with the kill, her first. And an ace serve now for the Tigers. It's 23-17. 23-17. Defenders up by six, looking to close out set number one. And that serve is long and out of bounds, so you get an ace and then you give one. Point defenders. And now the defender serving for set point. Megan Rassler serving. 24-17. And the jump serve controlled by Wesley, and Tigers attacking. Slide to the right and a block put up. Busicker gets blocked on the play. And the defenders close out set number one with a 25-17 win. 25-17. Dort takes a 1-0 lead in the best of five match. Back with set number two from the DeWitt Gym in Sioux Center, Iowa, right after this. And for Cromendyke, that is officially her fourth kill this evening. And jump serve by Timmermans, set right side. Rassler has to cover it for the defenders. Goes outside to Timmermans. Over the lock, saved by Wesleyan. Off high hands. And a kill for Wesleyan. J.D. DeLang with the kill. Attacking from the left side. DeLang with her first kill here in set number two. Her second of the match. Taken by the defenders. Set goes middle quick to Cromendyke. Wesleyan scrambles. They pass it over the net. Saved by Connolly. Rassler bumps that outside. Winterfeld. Winterfeld off high hands. And Winterfeld with another kill. Carson Winterfeld with her fourth kill. The defenders in set one, 14 kills, three errors, a 324 kill efficiency. Dakota Wesleyan, 10 kills, nine errors, and 029 kill efficiency. Dort has tied it up, 2-2 on that kill by Winterfeld. Here comes Wesleyan attacking middle. And attacking out of the middle and angling to the right side is Addie Dwight. Dwight finds the sideline. She has six kills. Three to two, our score. Serve taken by Timmermans. Gets it over to Rassler. Rassler to Allie Timmermans. Allie Timmermans with the kill. So Allie with the kill. She ties it at 3-3. Timmermans settling in at the right side attacker's spot. Goes by several names. It's the opposite side, right side. Beamers with serve, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking off high hands, and a kill for the Tigers and Busicker. Busicker with her second kill. Wesleyan back in front, 4-3. Madeline Else with serve. Taken by Winterfeld. Beamers has to race after it. Doesn't get to it. And then Wesleyan sends it back. And Dort's able to cover it. And the defenders get a kill on a down ball by Winterfeld. Winterfeld ties it at 4-4. Winterfeld with her fifth kill. Jump served by Winterfeld, controlled by Wesley, and Tigers attacking outside. And an off-speed kill for Mackenzie Miller. Defenders through the early going here in set two, just unable to get out and play from in front. Been able to come back and tie it on four occasions. We'll try to tie it for a fifth time here. Serve taken. Winterfeld gets it over to Van Solen. Van Solen off the set from Beamers. It's dug by Wesley, and Wesley and over the block. Saved by the defenders. That's Miller on the attack. Timmermans with the swing. That's Karina. And now Karina Timmermans and Jesse Dieger team up on the block of the attack by Mackenzie Miller. Dort ties at 5-5 on the block. Dort had 5 points on blocks in set number one. Emma Bausma with serve, controlled by the Tigers. Set goes outside, And backline attack and a kill for DeLange. DeLange finds the back line at 6-5. Wesleyan in front. Serving is Hannah Reef. So Reef with serve, taken by Karina, gets it over to Beamers. Kromendyke with the attack. Dug by Connolly after the overpass. Dort on the attack. Timmerman's off speed around the block, saved by Wesleyan. Tigers over the block, and hitting it long is Miller, point defenders. Dort getting a dig from Connolly to keep that ball alive. It's 6-6. 6-6 our score. Serve is low, controlled by Wesleyan. Through ball, controlled by the defenders. Comes back to Kromendyke. Kromendyke hits it long and out of bounds. It's 7-6. Kromendyke with an attack error. It's 7-6. The defenders tonight leading 1-0. Serving, Danielle Burns. Slide to the right, Kromendyke. Kromendyke cross-court kill. So Kromendyke with the kill. Kromendyke with her fifth kill. She and Winterfeld have 5 kills apiece. Karina Timmermans with the jump serve, controlled by Wesleyan. Overpass, Winterfeld pushes to the sideline and misses it out of bounds. So on the joust at the net, evidently no touch. And Wesleyan will serve, taken by the defenders and Timmermans. Rassler outside, it goes Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a kill. Initially, they did not give the kill to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the kill. She's got 6. It's 8-8. Controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking. Set goes to the outside and a kill for Mariah Glow. Glow with her 6th kill. It's 9-8. 9-8 our score. Serving for Wesleyan is Allison Jamison. Jamison serve, taken by Winterfeld, gets it back over to Rassler, comes to Timmermans. Timmermans with the kill. So Allie Timmermans with the kill. For Allie, that's her 3rd. Karina Beamer serving for the defenders, trying to take the lead. They have not led here in set number 2. Beamer served to the back line, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan blocked at the net, they'll reload. Tigers attack, slide to the right, block put up by Winterfeld. Wesleyan covers it. Comes back outside, through the block, saved by Timmermans to Beamers. Winterfeld off high hands and the kill. So Winterfeld with the kill, Winterfeld with her 7th. Beamers with serve. And Karina Beamer served down the line, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking outside off high hands. Saved by the defenders. Comes back to DeJager, and we're going to have a double contact called on Beamers. And Madeline Else now with serve. Else serve. Controlled by Timmermans, gets it to Beamers, comes back to DeJager, covered by Beamers off of the block. Winterfeld off speed, saved by Wesleyan. Tigers setting outside, off high hands. That was an attack by Glow. Here come the defenders outside Winterfeld, off high hands. Saved by the Tigers. Tigers attacking outside, and the defenders scrambling to it. DeJager sends it up and over. Dort setting up the defense. Saved by Beamers, pushed back by DeAger. Here comes Wesleyan off speed. Saved by Beamers, pushed back over by the defenders. Here's their chance. Beamers outside Winterfeld. Winterfeld kill. Winterfeld with the kill. Dort takes the lead at 11-10. Our score. Serving will be Winterfeld. So Carson Winterfeld serving. She's got 8 kills this evening. And Winterfeld with the jump serve catches the tape, rolls over. Wesleyan attacking. Set goes to the middle. Saved by Conley. Got it over to Winterfeld. Bumps it up towards Timmermans. Timmermans off of the tape and down. Karina Timmermans with the kill. Well, we're going to replay the point. I'm not quite certain why, but we'll replay the point. It's 11-10. Wesleyan attacking outside, down the line, and a kill. Mackenzie Miller with the kill. So Miller gets credit for the kill. Serving is Glow, and Glow's serve is long and out of bounds. Point defenders. Dort leading 12-11. Defenders with a 1-point lead. Looked like they were going to grab a 2-point lead. Now they've got to battle a little bit more to establish their biggest lead of the set. They've led by one on a couple different occasions now, and an attack and a kill from the outside, DeLang. DeLang with the kill. She's got 4. We are tied 12-12. Serving for the Tigers will be the libero, Hannah Reef. Reef's serve is short, taken by Winterfeld. Outside it goes Timmermans. Timmermans blocked at the net. Dort reloads. Down ball by Timmermans. Timmermans unable to put it away. Here comes Wesleyan. Wesleyan on the attack. Timmermans and Kromendike on the block. Point defenders. So a double block put up that time on the attack from the outside by Miller. Serving for the defenders is Rassler. Dort 1 set 1, 25-17. They lead in set 2, 13-12. Served by Rassler is in the net. Rassler has struggled with her serving this evening. Has not been able to string serves together. 13-13, our score. Serve taken by Timmermans. Gets it over to Rassler. Rassler to Timmermans. Blocked at the net. Wesleyan attacking. Set right side and hit long and out of bounds on the down ball by Danielle Burns, point defenders. We have had 13 ties already in this set. It's 14-13 defenders. Karina Timmermans with serve, and Timmermans' serve is in the net. 14-14. Sarah Herman with service. Herman's serve taken by the defenders, and Timmermans comes back over to Allie. Allie with the kill. Allie Timmermans with her 4th kill. Hannah Connolly with service. And Hannah's serve is short. Controlled by Wesley and no. A rare miscue by the Tigers, and the defenders lead 16-14. Chance for Dort now to get a little separation, leading by a pair. Connolly serve, back line, saved by Wesley, and Wesley in attacking. Over the block, saved by Connolly. Free ball for the defenders in effect, and the set goes middle to DeAger. DeAger with the kill. Jesse DeAger with the kill, and for Jesse, that is her 4th, and the defenders take a 17-14 advantage. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. The defenders putting together a three-point run here after Wesleyan had tied it on back-to-back service errors by the defenders at 13-13 and 14-14. Allie Timmerman started the kill. I should say Allie Timmerman's kill started the run. Jesse DeAger with a kill moments ago for Dort's third point in a row. They lead it now 17-14. Our score. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from American State Bank, Borenson's, Boyden, CNH Body Repair, Farmers Mutual Insurance Association, and Highway Chevrolet Buick, Joe's TV and Appliance, Joiner and Zwart Dentistry, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Connolly serve, controlled by Wesleyan. They have to scramble for it. They keep it alive. Free ball, Dort. Timmermans, Rassler, backside, Allie Timmermans. Allie Timmermans with a power tip. Saved by Wesleyan. Passed over the net, Connolly, Rassler. Rassler, DeAger, blocked at the net. Covered by Connolly, passed over the net, Winterfeld. Here comes Wesleyan attacking. Outside, through the block, kill. Mariah Glow with the kill, her seventh. It's 17-15. 17-15. Serve controlled by Winterfeld. Gets it over to Rassler. Outside it goes Timmermans. Timmermans tips over the tape. Controlled by Wesleyan. Blocked at the nets. And it goes out of bounds. Last touched by the defenders. It'll be Wesleyan with the kill. And Wesleyan back to within a point at 17-16. 17-16, serve taken by Timmermans, back over to Rassler, DeAger. DeAger off the block, saved by Wesleyan. Wesleyan off high hand, saved by Connolly. Outside, Winterfeld unable to put it away. Wesleyan with the dig, saved by Connolly to Rassler. Timmermans from behind the spike line, off speed, saved by Wesleyan. Dort attacking after Wesleyan gives him a free ball. Timmermans blocked at the net, point Wesleyan. Allie Timmermans on the attack from the right gets blocked. It's 17-all. Our 15th tie of set number two. We had 14 ties up to 14-14. And now Wesleyan serves it long and out of bounds, and that stops the run at 3 points in a row. 18-17, defenders by a point. Karina Beamers with service. Beamers serve, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking, off high hand, saved by Karina Timmermans, over to Beamers. Beamers to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a swing, controlled by the Tigers. Tigers falling away, and a block put up by Van Solen on the attack by Glow. Point defenders, it's 19-17. 19-17. Serve is to the back line. Saved by Wesleyan. Outside it goes Glow. Glow with the kill. Glow with the kill. It's 19-18. Dort leading one set to nothing in this best of five match. Madeline Ells with serve. Outside it goes to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a swing. Controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan pushes it over the net. Saved by Timmermans, comes back over to Beamers. Beamers to DeAger. DeAger with the kill. So Winterfeld with the kill. Pardon me, DeAger with the kill. It's 2018. Winterfeld has service. See if Dort can get a point or two in a row here. Point or two more, I should say. Taken by Timmermans to Beamers. Back set, Vinsolin. Vinsolin off speed. Off of the block. Saved by Wesleyan. Glow off high hand. Saved by the defenders. Conley, Beamers, Timmermans through the block. Wesleyan scrambling. And they get it just over the net. Dieger, Beamers, Beamers, Dieger, Dieger. Tip, sideline, out of bounds. So an attack error by the defenders. And it's 2019. Serve taken by Timmermans. Overpass and push down. 20 all. So the overpass gives Wesleyan a point, and they tie it at 20. We've now had 16 ties here in set number two. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Tonight's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Van Engelen Health and Insurance Agency, Sioux Commercial Sweeping, People's Insurance, Northside Body Shop, Water Valley Investment Advisors, Joiner & Zwart Dentistry, Joe's TV & Appliance, Highway Chevrolet Buick, Farmers Mutual Insurance Association, CNH Body Repair, Boren Sons, and American State Bank. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Earlier today, Dort Women's Soccer victorious over Mount Marty in non-conference play 5-0. Three goals by Elena Van Zalen leading the way for the defenders. Also for the defenders today, the defender men's golf team, day two of the Blue River Classic. And serving for the defenders, for the Tigers is Glow, taken by Timmermans. Comes back to Dieger and miscommunication on the quick attack. Point Dakota Wesleyan. And Wesleyan leads 21-20. 21-20. Serve taken by Timmermans to Beamers. Outside Timmermans over the block. Saved by Wesleyan. Bump set outside through the block. That was DeLang. Here comes Dort. Back to Timmermans. Timmermans with the kill. So Karina Timmermans with the kill. Her fourth. Emma Bausma with service. And Emma Bausma serve. Controlled by Wesley, and they'll send it over. This is a free ball. Winterfeld to Beamers. Beamers outside Kromendijk. Kromendijk unable to put it away. Wesleyan scrambling, and finally a delayed kill for Kromendijk as Wesleyan was unable to scramble and keep it in play. Brenna Kromendijk. I have that as Brenna's sixth kill. Defenders lead 22-21. Another timeout on the floor. This one charged to Dakota Wesleyan. And this is Wesleyan's second timeout of the set. Dort leading 1-0, 25-17. And the defenders leading in set 2, 22-21. Well, gone are the days of Dakota Wesleyan being one of the lower-tier teams in the GPAC. They have made steady progress last several years behind Rebecca Frick, have made significant inroads in terms of their competitive level, and tonight showing that even though Frick graduated, they have put together a very competitive squad, again evidenced by their 3-0 start and evidenced by the very competitive match we have here at the DeWitt this evening as well. Dort trying to take a 2-0 lead in this best-of-five match, though, leading 22-21 here in set number two. Emma Balsamo with the floater, saved by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking, set goes to the outside, dug by Balsamo. Beamer sends it over to Timmermans. Timmermans throws it over, free ball Wesleyan. Wesleyan outside DeLong. DeLong unable to put it away. Beamer's racing for it, and Beamer's unable to keep it in play. Point Wesleyan. It's 22-22. DeLange with the kill. So DeLange with her seventh kill. And this is tie number 18 of set number two. Beamers outside went to Timmermans. Timmermans with the kill. Karina with her fifth kill. Defenders lead at 23-22. So Karina Timmermans with another kill. Here's Megan Rassler serving. Megan Rassler with a jump serve. Floater controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking. Set goes to the middle. Chromanite gets a hand on it. Saved by Vinsolan. Comes back over to Allie Timmermans. Timmermans with the kill. No, they say it was off of the pancake save. Dort scrambling. Outside Karina. Blocked at the net. Kept it alive herself. Back set Allie. Allie with the kill. Allie Timmermans with the kill. And the defenders now up 24-22 and an opportunity to close out set number two. Serving for the defenders will be Rassler. Rassler, serve, controlled by Wesleyan and DeLange. Back set, off the tape, dug by Connolly. Outside Timmermans, Timmermans with the kill. Defenders win set two, 25-22. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The defenders up 2 sets to zero in this best-of-five match. So the defenders up 2-0, and now they establish themselves in the driver's seat. This one was a battle, though, in set number two. Featured 18 ties. The last one at 22-22, and Dort closes it with three points in a row, two by Karina Timmermans. Keep wanting to call her Joe, and Allie Timmermans with a kill in there as well. Set number two numbers look like this. Dakota Wesleyan, 13 kills, 5 errors, 42 total attacks. For the defenders, 17 kills, 4 errors, 47 total attacks. Dakota Wesleyan with 38 digs so far in the match. Dort with 36. Dort with 8 points off of blocks. Wesleyan with 2. Defenders have 31 total kills so far this evening. Wesleyan with 23. Service ace is Dort with 1. Wesleyan also with 1. Wesleyan has 3 service errors. Dort has 6. Defenders are led tonight by Carson Winterfeld's 8 kills. Brenna Kromendijk has 6. Karina Timmermans also with 6. Jesse DeJager with 5. Allie Timmermans with 5. So Dort's 5 of their 6 attackers with 5 kills or more. For Wesleyan, Mariah Glow with 7. Addie Dwight with 6, 5 for J.D. DeLange, 3 for Mackenzie Miller. 20 assists for Madeline Els. Hannah Reef with 11 digs. For the defenders, Hannah Connolly has 14 digs. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. So the defenders with a 2-0 match lead, trying to close out the match. Other matches going on in the GPAC tonight include College of St. Mary at Hastings, Concordia at Midland, Briarcliff at Morningside, and Mount Marty at Doan. All of those are first conference matches for the teams involved. Dort with an errant pass off of the first serve by Wesleyan. And Wesleyan puts it away. I believe getting that kill was Addie Dwight. Dort, Rassler. Outside it goes to Timmermans, and Timmermans, that's Rassler getting called for a double contact. Dort now trails Dakota Wesleyan 2-0. 2-0 our score. Rassler to Kromendike. Kromendike with the kill. Brenna Kromendike with her seventh kill. And the defenders trailed Dakota Wesleyan 2-1 in set number three. Karina Timmermans with the jump serve and an ace serve for Joe. That is the first ace serve tonight for Karina Timmermans. Ties it at 2-2. Timmermans with the jump serve again, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Set goes outside off high hands. Connolly gets to it. Rassler comes back to Allie Timmermans. Timmermans unable to put it away with the left hand. Here comes Wesleyan, dug by Winterfeld on the cross court. Back to Winterfeld, to Timmermans. Timmermans with the kill. Allie Timmermans with her sixth kill. And Karina Timmermans has service. Dort leading 3-2, 3 points in a row by the defenders. And Karina Timmermans serve controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attack, unable to put it away. Now pushed to the back corner, saved by Connolly, kept alive by Kromendike. Bump set over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a swing. Wesleyan attacking, and they're unable to do so. Winterfeld with the kill. Carson with her ninth kill. And Karina Timmermans has service. Karina Timmermans with serve. And the low hard serve controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking, pushed over the net, saved by Alley. Gets it to Rassler. Winterfeld off high hands, saved by the Tigers. Outside it goes, and getting the block is Winterfeld and Kromendike. A block for Winterfeld and Kromendike. Point defenders, they've scored 5 in a row. 5 points in a row for the defenders. Karina Timmermans serving again. Set goes outside to Lang, and a block put up by the defenders. Another point for a block for a point. And Dort leads it 6-2. 6 unanswered for the defenders. Karina Timmermans serving again. And Timmermans serve in play. Wesleyan attacking. Through the block and a kill for Addie Dwight. Dwight with 8 kills. So the defenders with a 6-3 lead. Danielle Burns serving. And Burns serves short, taken by Connolly. Gets it outside. Timmermans off high hands. Saved by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking. Blocked at the net. Wesleyan will pass it up. Comes back over to DeLang. DeLang blocked at the net, pushed back by Kromendike. Now block put up again. That's Winterfeld and Kromendike getting the block put up on Addie Dwight, point defenders. The last 3 points for the defenders have been scored off of blocks. The defenders came into the match averaging 3.25 blocks per set. And this evening, they have done better than that. Set goes, Rassler, DeAger unable to put it away. And now tooling it off of the block for the kill is DeLang. DeLang with the kill. It's 7-4. 7-4. Comes back right side to Timmermans. Timmermans with the kill. Allie Timmermans with the kill. So Carson Winterfeld leading the way for the defenders with 9 kills. Karina Beamer serving. Defenders up 4. And Beamer served to the sideline, nearly an ace, controlled by Wesley and passed over the net. Vensolin, Beamers, DeJager blocked at the net, now a joust, and one out that time by the Tigers. 9 for Glow. It's 8-5. Allison Jamison with serve taken by Joe Timmermans. Comes back to DeJager. DeJager catches the tape. It doesn't drop in, though. Wesleyan blocked at the net that time. The attack by Glow, but a block put up by Vensolin and DeJager. Point defenders. So another point off of a block for the defenders. Defenders averaging 4 blocks per set here in this match. And we're not done with set 3. Winterfeld with service, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan down the line and a kill. A kill for Glow. Glow with her 10th. It's 9-6. Madeline Else with serve. Controlled by Winterfeld. Gets it outside. Vensolin. And we're going to have a double contact called on Timmermans. Timmermans called for the 2 hits. It's 9-7. Madeline Else with serve, and that'll go as an ace as Connolly is unable to handle it. Middle back for the defenders. And just like that, Wesleyan has come crawling back into the match, into the set, I should say. Trailing 9-7. I believe it should be 9-8. Short serve, controlled by the defenders, Beamers to DeJager. DeJager unable to put it away. Here comes Wesleyan. Wesleyan blocked at the net. Point defenders. Ten to seven, our score. Comes back right side and a kill for Wesleyan and Glow. I think the score is incorrect. I believe it should be 10-9. At some point, that's going to come back and bite us. We're going to have to rectify it at some point. 10-10 goes right side, Vensolin, and Vensolin is blocked at the net. It's 10-10. Well, they're going to stay with 10-9. 10-9, our score. Serve controlled by Wesleyan. Tipped over the block, and that's Kromendike with the kill. It's 11-9. Kromendike with the kill. She's got 8. The defenders lead 11-9. And serving is Rassler. Rassler down the line, controlled by Wesley, and Tigers attacking. And a block put up by the defenders. It's Kromendike and Timmermans. Timmermans, though, that ball goes out of bounds, last touch by the defenders, so a kill for the Tigers. It's 11-10. Serve controlled, set right side, unable to put it away. Pushed to the back corner, Winterfeld, back to Rassler. Rassler outside went to Timmermans. Timmermans unable to put it away. Saved by Winterfeld, controlled outside Allie Timmermans. Allie Timmermans with the kill. Allie Timmermans with 8 kills, it's 12-10. Our score. Jump serve sideline controlled by the Tigers. Tigers pushed over the net, saved by Timmermans. Gets it over to Rassler. This is Winterfeld blocked at the net. And a block put up by the Tigers. Glow and Dwight. It's 12-11. 12-11. Defenders leading by a point. Short serve taken by Connolly. Rassler outside. Winterfeld. Winterfeld swings. And Winterfeld with a kill. Winterfeld with the kill. It's 13-11. Serving for the defenders is Connolly. Connolly unable to put her with the serve. Saved by Wesley. And here come the defenders. Rassler outside Timmermans. And they're going to call a lift on Alley. So they call lift on Timmermans. Point Wesleyan, and Wesleyan serves it long and out of bounds. That's Sarah Herman with the service error. And the defenders with a 14-12 advantage. Karina Beamers has serve. See if they can get a little breathing room again. Beamer's serve controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking off high hand. Saved by Karina. Gets it over to Beamers. Winterfeld around the block. Now an overpass. And Winterfeld with a kill. Carson Winterfeld with her 10th kill. Dort leads 15-12. 15-12 our score. Serving is Beamers. Controlled by the Tigers. Off high hands, Winterfeld with the cover, comes back off the attack by Glow. Here come the Tigers again, set to the right side, and a kill for Dwight. Dwight with her 9th kill. 15-13. Set number 3, Dort leading 2-0. Beamers outside to Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a kill. Carson Winterfeld with her 11th kill. 16-13, defenders leading. Carson Winterfeld has service. So Carson Winterfeld with serve. And Winterfeld serves into the net. Service error by the defenders. Point Wesleyan. It's 16-14. Dort still by 2. Madeline Els with service. Els, short serve, taken by Connolly. Beamers, outside Timmermans. Timmermans with the kill. So Karina Timmermans with her 6th kill, make that 7th kill. Serving is Emma Bausma. And Emma Bausma, short serve taken by the Tigers. Tigers attacking, set goes to the middle. And a kill for Mariah Glow. It's 17-15. 17-15, defenders by 2 in set number 3. Dort leading 2-0. Set goes from Beamers over to Timmermans. Karina Timmermans with the kill, her 8th. And the defenders with an 18-15 lead. Just feel like 2 or 3 points might finish it here for the defenders. Serving is Megan Rassler. Rassler serve, back line. Saved by the Tigers. Off high hands, pushed back over by Rassler. Here comes Wesleyan. DeLang off of the block, saved by the defenders, actually off the tape. Dort pushed over by Kromendyk, saved by the Tigers, passed over the net. Rassler outside Timmermans. Timmermans kill. Karina Timmermans with her 9th kill. And the defenders force Wesleyan to call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dakota Wesley, and you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Dort had a 6-2 lead to start the match. They were up 9-5, and then Wesleyan scored 3 points in a row to get to within 10-8. They've not gotten closer than one. That came at 11-10, 12-11, and 13-12. The defenders leading by as many as two, or pushed the lead back to two at 15-13, 16-14, and 17-15 as the two teams traded points back and forth. And now back-to-back kills by Karina Timmermans has given Dort a 19-15 lead. Dort won set one, 25-17, and they won set two, 25-22. Megan Rassler with service. So Rassler serving. Wesleyan attacking. Set goes outside and a block put up by Allie Timmermans and Brenna Kromendike. It's 2015. Another point off of a block for the defenders. Megan Rassler with service. Rassler's serve is controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking. Rassler with the hatchet save. Timmermans throws it over. Here comes Wesleyan attacking. Down ball saved by the defenders and Allison Timmermans. Pardon me. Yes, Allison Timmermans. Allison Timmermans goes to the middle to Kromendike. Kromendike with the kill. It's 21-15. 21-15 our score. Kromendike with that kill. And the serve by Rassler is wide and out of bounds. Point defenders. Pardon me, point Tigers. It's 21-16. Defenders led so far tonight by Carson Winterfeld's 12 kills, but it's been very balanced for the defenders. Winterfeld from behind the spike line hits it into the net. So an attack error by the defenders, and just like that, the six-point lead is back to four. Defenders need 4 points before Wesleyan scores eight. Outside it goes to Timmermans. Timmermans unable to put it away. DeLang with the swing, dug by the defenders. Bump set outside Winterfeld. Timmermans unable to put it down. Popped over the block, saved by Winterfeld. Gets it over to Rassler. Back set Timmermans, that's Allie, unable to put it down from the right side. Wesleyan attacking, DeLang off the block. No, down on Wesleyan side, point defenders. Defenders with 8 kills in sets numbers 1 and 2 combined. And they're going to be approaching that number here in set number 3, leading 22-17. Timmermans, jump serve, off of the tape, controlled by Wesleyan, DeLang. Covered by Winterfeld. They get it back over to Allie Timmermans, unable to put it down. Wesleyan attacking, and DeLang with the kill. DeLang with the kill. That's her seventh. Defenders trail 22-18. Danielle Burns serve. Dort controls it. Winterfeld with a kill from the outside. So Winterfeld knocks another one through. She's got 13. And the defenders with service. This is Connolly. Connolly to the back line. Misses long and out of bounds. And Wesleyan has served, trailing 23-19. So the defenders trying to sweep this one. A little bit of work to do, though. Karina back over to Rassler. Now Dieger with the kill. Jesse Dieger with the kill. For Jesse, that's her sixth. And now Karina Beamer is trying to serve it out. Dort leading 2-0 and leading 24-19. Serve taken by the Tigers. Outside attack. And hitting it wide and out of bounds. There was no touch. Point defenders. And the defenders win on the attack here, 25-19. So Dort wins in three, 25-17, 25-22, and 25-19. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Tell you who makes these matches possible on KDCR. They include American State Bank, Boren Sons, CNH Body Repair, Farmers Mutual Insurance Association, Highway Chevrolet Buick, Joe's TV and Appliance, Joyner and Zwart Dentistry, also made possible by Northside Body Shop, Water Valley Investment Advisors, People's Insurance, Sioux Commercial Sweeping, and the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency. So the defenders make it a 3-0 sweep, defeating the Tigers from Dakota Wesleyan 25-17, 25-22, and 25-19. The defenders for the match, 46 kills, 10 errors, 115 total attacks, a 313 kill efficiency. The defenders with 15 points off of blocks, 7 of them coming in set 3. For the Tigers, 32 kills, 22 errors, 111 total attacks, an 090 kill efficiency, 3 blocks. They had 52 digs. Dort had 50. Both teams had 2 service aces. Wesleyan had 4 service errors. Dort had 9 service errors. The defenders were led by Carson Winterfeld's 13 kills tonight. 9 for Karina Timmermans. 9 for Brenna Kromendike. 8 for Allison Timmerman. 6 for Jesse Dieger. 24 assists for Megan Rassler, 16 for Karina Beamers. Karina Timmermans and Hannah Connolly with 1 service ace each. Hannah Connolly also with 18 digs. Karina Timmermans with 11. Carson Winterfeld had 10. For the Tigers, 11 kills for Mariah Glow, 8 for J.D. DeLang, 8 for Addie White, 3 for Mackenzie Miller, 2 for Mackenzie Busker. 27 assists put up by Madeline Else. 16 digs for Hannah Reef, 10 for Madeline Else, 8 for Danielle Burns, 6 for Sarah Herman. For Dort in blocks, 6 block assists for Jesse Dieger, 5 block assists for Karina Timmermans and Brenda Kromendike. Kromendike also with a solo block. Carson Winterfeld credit for 3 solo blocks. 2 assisted blocks for Allie Timmermans and Ava Van Solen. The defenders are now 2-0. They'll be back in action on Saturday when they host the Morningside Mustangs. That will be a 11 o'clock junior varsity start time, with varsity to get underway at 12:30. Earlier today, the Dort women's soccer team victorious over Mount Marty by a 5-0 score. 3 goals for Elena Van Zalen to lead the way for the defenders. Also, the defender golf team in action on today at the Blue River Classic in Nebraska. They end up finishing 3rd in that competition. Dort Women's Golf gets their season started tomorrow at the Mount Marty Invite, Fox Run. They'll play that on Friday as well. Saturday, the Defender football team opens their season at Midland. That'll be a 1 o'clock start time. The Dort men's soccer team hosting Northwestern. That's a 3:30 start here in Sioux Center. And the Dort women's soccer team will be on the road to La Crosse, Wisconsin to take on Viterbo in non-conference soccer play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Coach Chad Hansen will be making his way out shortly. And we'll be talking to him. This broadcast made possible by the following businesses. They include American State Bank, Boren Sons, C&H Body Repair in Orange City, Farmers Mutual Insurance Association, Highway Chevrolet Buick, Joe's TV and Appliance, Joiner's Ort Dentistry, Water Valley Investment Advisors, Northside Body Shop, People's Insurance, Sioux Commercial Sweeping, and the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency in Orange City. Seeing if there are any scores in from the conference today. And it doesn't look like we have any scores yet. Double checking a couple different spots. Concordia victorious today. They defeated Midland. And it looks like Coach Chad Hansen has been waylaid by Sioux City Journal. They're down covering today's match, so look for their article tomorrow. So Concordia defeated Midland. No report yet on College of St. Mary at Hastings, Briarcliff at Morningside, and Mount Marty at Doan. So that is, we'll try to tread water a little while longer, but we have taken a look at the numbers already. And we have also, let's take a look at the numbers that we have. And not sure if Carson, looks like we're going to get Carson Winterfeld first, so we'll make some adjustments. And get this set up. Go ahead and put that on, Carson, and I believe you should be able to hear me. You might be a little bit, there we go. Season pro that you are. Carson Winterfeld, match this evening. Dakota Wesleyan pushed you guys last year, 5-set matches. Here this evening, they were equally competitive, but you just had a little bit more. What is it about Dakota Wesleyan that makes them challenging to play against?
They have a really strong offense. I think you could see that they had quite a bit of offensive plays that went straight down on us, but we were able to side out right away, which I think was a strength of this game. We never really let them get on huge runs. We kind of just kept chipping away, even though it was a close game.
Your team made some adjustments, it seemed, in between sets 2 and 3 in terms of how you defended Dakota Wesleyan. How challenging is that to make adjustments on the fly after playing one way for sets 1 and 2 and then coming back and adjusting in set 3?
Yeah, we did switch where we were putting our block and playing our defense on the outside. We're pretty fluent in that just because we practice different scenarios in practice for those instances, so we are ready for that.
You have had big matches against Dakota Wesleyan. You had a couple big ones last year against Wesleyan. And tonight, I believe you end up with a dozen kills or so, 13 kills. Is there something about how they defend you that allows you a few more kills than you average normally, or is it just the matchup? Can you attribute it to anything?
I don't remember last year exactly, but this year they had we had kind of tried to attack their zone 1 across the line, so we just kept going after that because it was working pretty well. So,
Refresh my memory. What's the future hold for you?
I'm actually going to be going to chiropractic school in Minneapolis.
And when does that happen?
That starts in January.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. So what will your undergrad be in if you're going for chiropractic eventually?
Yeah, I'm exercise science right now with a few other prerequisites.
All right. Well, good win tonight. Go get another one on Saturday.
Thank you.
That's Carson Winterfeld. And Coach Chad Hansen will be coming over in just a little bit, I think. And I believe Barry Poe with the Sioux City Journal is going to want to grab Carson as well. And Chad Hansen will swap seats with Carson. And let's get into the interview with Coach Chad Hansen. And Coach Hansen, your team this evening, you had to battle through set two where you were finally able to get a little breathing room at the end, but, man, it was point and point in set two and just a little bit at the end. I think you got two kills from Karina, one from Allie, finally able to string something together. What's it about Dakota Wesleyan that makes it challenging to put them away? Because they took you to five twice last year. Now this year, equally competitive it seemed, but you got the points at the end of sets to go your way. What is it about this team that makes it difficult to put them away?
Yeah, great question, Mike. Thanks for reminding me about last year's five set matches against them. They are an athletic team, feisty, competitive, and I think those are some simple words that come to mind to describe them. In that second set, I want to say some of it came to our serve receive passing. Near the end, some of it came to our set decisions as far as which hitter we were going for or what routes we were trying to help our hitters score in. I think that was a hiccup for us in a couple different stretches there. We'll review the film and help grow not only our serve receive pass but the offensive decisions. I don't know other than just some. Some different odds and ends kinds of plays that in that second set. I told the team afterwards in the locker room I was really pleased and encouraged in how we managed each set with a finish. First set came out strong and I think finished strong. Second set, we were behind, clawing for points, finished strong. Third set, clawing for points, and finished strong. And I like that we finished strong in each of those. I think that's a good characteristic of our team to be learning and establishing and developing together. But that second set for sure is a stickler right now. And you know, immediately post-match, I don't have a good response. I wish I had more to give you in that.
Set number three, you end up with seven blocks in set number three alone.
Nice.
You made some adjustments. Carson alluded to that. Those adjustments worked quite well.
They did. Whatever the timeout was, 22, 21, somewhere in there that they called in that third set, I told my team, I said, hey, we need three more termination blocks. And we almost got the third termination block, but we did get two more out of that timeout that Dakota Wesleyan had called. They run a combination tempo of offense where to their back sets they'll run a lower set ball. To their outside sets they were running a really high set ball. And our block early on and through the first two sets, I'll say we were pretty excited and pretty up early. And that was not comfortable and not as much of a scoring opportunity for our block over there. But as we became patient, recognizing the tempo of that outside set, it gave us better termination blocks. The other part, too, was number 12, their outside hitter, she's a very dynamic hitter, able to swing line, Mariah Glowy. She was able to hit the ball down the line quite a bit, so we made some strategic adjustments, and she still scored a couple times. And I was baffled as I looked at my diggers in the back row or talked to my blockers in the front row saying, the game plan, we're still missing the game plan that we just strategized and how we were going to go about it. That's a compliment to her. But also I was pleased at the end that we were able to still shore up some more termination blocks. Seven in the third set. I mean, I don't know what a record would be as far as the archives here at Dort, but that's a pretty high number, and I'm very, very pleased with that.
Morningside on Saturday, Northwestern on Tuesday. GPAC matches obviously really magnified this year because, well, you don't have those non-conference matches as many to deal with for one, and two, you made no qualms about it. You want this team to wrap up an opportunity to play in the national championship series.
Yep.
Here in the fall, so these GPAC matches with ratings still kind of up in the air for how we're going to deal with that.
Yeah.
The one thing you can control is your conference matches.
That's very true. And to be 1-0 right now, that's really encouraging and exciting for our defenders. This fall, as you mentioned, is our conference schedule. The conference tournament right now is going to also happen this fall, Lord willing. And then in the spring, in the end of April into May, is when the national championship of the NAIA tournament would begin as it's scheduled. So what we do right now in the conference value, because it is a very conference-heavy schedule with only a few non-conference matches, in conference becomes a bigger weight for what kind of national picture we would have. And every one of these matches really does matter.
Coach Hanson, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike.